Papa Zawaki, WFSO.
You could always go to hair specialists. Do they do back braiding? I don't know. They do braiding, that's for sure. It's in this strip mall where Donald used to get his hair cut. You can go there and get some extensions or some braiding or some a wig. I don't know if that'll suit him, but...
I was thinking about getting, like, the hair on my shoulders braided and have some of those African beads put in.
Would that be appropriation?
More of a reinterpretation, I think.
Then I think you're golden. Oh, man, I just ran out. The store I want to go to doesn't open until 10, of course, Sunday. Got myself a Starbucks. Now I'm going to go install a manual transfer switch. Actually, I'm going to remove one and install one.
Make it a venti.
A large.
Which is actually the small, if I remember right. I haven't been to a Starbucks for, probably about 2 years. This isn't really one convenient to me around here. There's a lot of them, they're just not... They're like on the other side of the road, wherever I'm going, it's like you gotta get in the left turn lane. Yeah, I don't want to be bothered, I'll just, you know, get a Big B.
Funny you say that, because, like, everyone on my way to work, there's some inconvenience. And the one at 16 in the Quinter is right turn in, right turn out. So that one's not horrible. But most all of them are like that, you know. There's some sort of thing that makes them particularly, you know, persnickety to get in and out of. I don't know what it is. They must do the calculation and say, well, how can we make this the most inconvenient for people?
Yeah, and it's weird because it doesn't seem to slow people down because they're always packed or all that. I should correct myself. They did build a new one that I probably could get in and out of fairly easily most of the time, but I just haven't gone there yet. The downside of that one, though, is probably going to be the parking lot because it's like in a little tiny strip mall with a Jimmy John's and a Crumble Cookie. There's a Starbucks and there's something else in there. It's like stoner heaven. So yeah, parking probably is a little bit of a nightmare.
Roger. All right, anyhow, I just pulled back up at home. I'm going to get inside and eat my breakfast sandwich and start tearing in before the heat starts getting up there, although it's supposed to be pretty good today, I think, so.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hot but not humid, and I've been out for, like, the last hour. It's really nice, so have fun with the transfer switch. Make sure you fire it up and test it today, because you never know. At 8 a.m.
Okay, W8W. Ah. I just heard somebody on another frequency that had been dead for at least 20 minutes. You have to give their call sign and say, signing off. Like, the temptation.
I know, it's so hard sometimes.
So many went through my mind. It's not an airport. No one cares. I mean, I just said, leave it alone.
It could be one of us. He just got hammered last night and didn't realize he'd fallen asleep and figured when he woke up it's time to ID.
That's right. Who am I to judge? I don't know his situation. Could have been narcoleptic.
Or Tourette's.
I figure someone with vocal tics and Tourette's probably is not a great candidate for ham radio unless they go CW only or digital modes.
Yeah, but that would be fun though.
You ever see that young lady, Rachel, sounds like she says Ortiz, but her last name's like Shalif or something like that. I don't know, but anyhow, she's got Tourette's with some classic vocal tics, and she's got a videos, and everybody watches the not blog. I don't know. See how out of touch I am with it, the kids these days.
Yeah, that happens. I got two down the street that kind of translate for me when I need it, which is convenient.
Right. Problem is that it's not TikTok. It's not X or anything like that. It's just these little videos. Reels? Yeah, reels. So I don't know necessarily what you would call that. What's the name for it? I mean, she's got a bunch of subscribers and all that. Whatever. I don't care because I'll never be an influencer.
Oh, but you are an influencer.
Are you saying I need a channel?
I think the world needs your channel.
Channel your inner foo. It's not foo, it's fa. Apparently I have a horrible signal. Audio's a little not sure yet, but signal seems fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't say horrible. Atrocious? Just kidding.
I thought these Motorola antennas were supposed to be good. You hit the nail on the head. They're supposed to be good.
You can never believe what the salespeople tell you.
I think, how everybody has those diet plans. I think the best diet plan is to get a puppy because it doesn't make you run and walk all the time. Yeah, I didn't ask you. What did you end up getting? What kind of puppy? I know you went down to, God's country to get it. But I didn't hear what it was.
Mini golden doodle. But it's been backbred as a poodle, so it's like 75% poodle, 25% golden retriever. So, but they're still going to be about 20 pounds.
I'll be right back in 8 a.m. coffee dump.
Okay. Well, yeah, puppies can get you going. Well, that's cool. Golden doodle. My kid's got what's Macy? Labradoodle. They got a Labradoodle. but it's a giant poodle they mixed with. This dog is ginormous.
Yeah, there's so many doodles. There's a cockadoodle and a cocker spaniel and a... Yeah, I'm talking on the radio. There's a cocker spaniel and a poodle, and there's a golden doodle, a golden retriever and a poodle, and then there's... What else is there? She won't let me tell you.
Well, you're giving up her secrets. Alright, I just finished up my breakfast sandwich. It's time to install a generator transfer switch.
Oh, fun. This is yours or work project?
No, for the house. I bought an upgraded generator. You know, and with it, I said, well, I should upgrade my manual transfer switch and my this, that, and the other. And next thing you know, I'm putting in a new manual transfer switch, new, more circuits, higher capacity, all that good stuff. So that's the morning's plan before it gets too hot.
Sounds like fun. Well, don't electrocute yourself. All right, I'll let you get to it. I'm going to get away from the window here. KF8S.
Yeah, I do load side manual transfer switch, so there's virtually no danger or, you know, whatnot. So, anywho, all right, gonna get to it. W8FU.
W-D-8-K-L-L. W-8-F-U.
And it was cut into the siding, so I had to do a little manipulation. And the cable didn't come into the new box in the same location, so I had to customize it a little. So I was out monkeying with the inlet box a little bit more than I had anticipated, but all the outdoor work is done. So now it's just inside in the cool, dry basement.
Sounds like everything's a success so far. And just getting it done now in a nice, cool, dry basement, you should have no worries.
Yep, should be pretty straightforward when you're doing a manual switch on the load side, you know, where it transfers over a specific circuit. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. You know, you are working in the fuse box, but... pretty easy stuff. So, throw off the breaker and pull the wire nut it. Take the matching number wire and put it where you just pulled the wire and wire nut it. That simple. So, just one circuit at a time. We got 6 circuits right now. We're going to be going to 10. So I don't know if I'm going to figure
figure out what additional four circuits I want. Two additional, and then bridge the other two for a 20-amp 220 circuit to see if that's enough to run my air conditioner. So, we'll see.
Well, that's good. So, like I say, it sounds like you got a plan, and it's all going according to plan, so that's all good. And got a quick question for you about the node. How hot should this thing be running? Because it's running around 140.
I'd have to look. Is it yellow?
Oh, wait. The box is showing green, and it's averaging around 132 to 142. Last time I checked, it was 140, but it's still in the green, and I just don't know what would be, like, a normal number that it should be running at, but I figured if it's in the green, it's okay.
That's correct. If she's in the green, you're good to go. And all you got to do is, you know, because it goes in green, then it goes yellow, and if it's in danger zone, it's red. So, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okie dokie. Like I say, there's no paperwork on this at all of what, you know, these ranges are, what you're supposed to look for, and things like that. So I really didn't say much, but I'm looking at it this morning, and it's, you know, as I fired it up, and you know, I was like, what's normal, you know? There's no, like I said, there's no owner's manual or anything on these things, and Godzilla's cruising down to Quinder. That's that noise you heard in the background. But, yeah, so, all right, as long as it's in the green, it's good, and all right. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to what you're doing, and have a great day, and we'll catch you either later today or sometime during the week. W8RCY. On the Wooks On and Wooks Off radio today.
All right, so like much amateur radio stuff, there is no manual per se. If you go to that landing page, if you go to the IP address of your node, you'll have a splash page, and on that splash page there'll be, you know, manage your node, connections, and then the third one will be all the how-tos and facts and all that stuff. So that's the closest thing you're going to get to a, is the, and it's quite robust. There's just an absolute avalanche of information there, so probably more than you shake a stick at. So you'll have to use your Google Foo search skills to probably, if you're looking specifically for that, but I'm sure that question's been answered in spades, and it's probably available on that third window on the splash page. So, welcome to the digital era.
Well, height is might, and knowledge is power, and that's what I'm saying. I like to read up on this stuff so I know exactly what's going on, and, you know. Another funny thing I noticed is about a week after I ordered my node, I forgot about it with my Xfinity problems. The price went up $25 on mine, the one that I've got, like a week after I bought it, so I beat the sale on that one.
There you go. Yeah, that same thing happened with my generator. The price was up around 13 something, almost $1,400, $1,379 or something. And I was like, yeah, I guess I could do that. It's, you know, I'll just keep my eye peeled. They must throw it on sale. And I kept waiting, and I was obsessing over it. And I went onto the webpage one day, and they had it for $10.50. I went, what? That was when I went all nuts to get it, and I grabbed it. The very next day, it was up to, like, $11.30-something. And the very next day, it's up to, like, I don't know, $11.80-something. You know, so more than $100 more. So I don't know if I caught it on a day where they just mislabeled it or something, because like one day they had it. They didn't say it was a sale. They didn't say nothing. They just had it listed on their site for $10.50. So, and then poof, the next day it was gone. And the day after that it was even higher. So
And now it's settled in at, like, I don't know, 1179 or something like that. But I feel good to have gotten a $129 discount for no reason. What's up with this Jagwagon? Did it take your lane? Oh, they're a propeller. Where's the beat?
Yeah, it's almost like watching prices on eBay sometimes when you're looking for stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go P25, but I'm still monitoring these XTSs. And if I get a, I mean, Phil's got a real nice 2500. Why get a 5000? But, you know, I'm watching, I'm looking, I'm thinking, I'm debating, so on and so forth. But you got to watch the prices, because if you don't, something's going to happen, and they're going to take off, especially if that range of frequencies do take off, and, you know, they start disappearing. Should have gotten one when you could. So, yeah, eBay's really no different. And I'm just using radios as an example, because that's what I'm looking at the most. Okay, well, it sounds like you're on the road, so I'll let you get back to it, and like I said, we'll be around throughout the day. W8RCY.
I don't think there's going to be any shortage. In fact, I think prices will continue to migrate downward until there's just no more. It's not a popular mode or a particularly popular piece of gear. It's a niche thing, and you know, it's the buzz around here for this hot minute. But you know, give it a month. On to the next mesh casting.
Ah, yes, the M word. All right, go do your thing. I'm doing mine. W8RCY, catch you later.
At my stop anyhow. Good time. W8RCY.
WDAKLL. Blah, blah, blah.
No, just blah, blah.
All right. You know, I'll tell you, we take for granted living in the city. Working on a project, if I forget something, it's an inconvenience at most. So I got to run back up to the corner and get a piece of hardware.
It's a first world problem. What are you working on?
I am replacing the transfer switch. my generator. Got a new generator, which is larger than my last one, so everything needed to be pumped. And, you know, and then part of the project was to have a few more circuits covered, so installing the new transfer switch in place of the old one. Same exact design, just up 4 extra circuits, 10 circuits instead of 6. And, things are just different enough in the hardware store. This is my 3rd trip.
I hear you. Yeah, I heard a little bit of it yesterday about the new transfer switch. I will not share. I will not share how my generator is connected. Sorry, Pontiac Trail here, and selfish drivers are being selfish drivers. So anyway, I will not share how my generator is being connected. I will be called in a bad word.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of backfeeding the panel. So, yeah. Anywho, not that big a deal to do it right. So. Although I got my share of things that are, you know, did I call in a professional electrician to wire this and all that? Am I really that much better? I don't know. All right, anyhow, I'm here at ACO. I got to run inside to get myself a Roman. The only thing I didn't have. Probably got a dozen of them.
Okay, well, you were very noisy for most of that, but I think I got most of it, so. All right, go in and get your thing, and I will catch you later. KBD.
Parts acquired.
What parts are you doing again? You were kind of noisy on the previous transmission, the last one anyway. Something, it sounded like you said you had a dozen of them but couldn't find them or something. I didn't catch it.
A Romex clamp. You had a knockout on a box. Yeah. This thing, screws into the box, and then you can clamp your cable where it goes in. You probably see them. I don't know what they call them. I even got a fancy right angle one.
Woohoo!
Because I roll like it.
Yeah, I know what those are. I added a few circuits to the panel and had to do that too. So very good. Well, I am just about home, actually. I just pulled in the neighborhood, but glad you got it, and glad you'll have power if you lose power.
Well, we had it, but I had a pretty small generator and a little 20-amp service panel, 6 circuits, and it was pretty much fine, but this time I got twice the generator, and I'm beefing up the whole transfer panel and adding circuits, so we will be luxuriously in power next time it happens. Not that we had any problem before. All right. We will catch you later. W8FU.
All righty. Catch you later. T8DB.
Oh, I remember what it was. Real quick. You were talking about how you don't want to say how you're connected up. And I was saying that although I take the high ground when it comes to a proper transfer panel, I am as guilty as the next guy of
DIYing it, wink, wink. So I'm sure I have my fault.
Well, I too was going to comment and say, look, as long as you're, as long as you would likely pass code, then that's fine. DIY or not, if it's done improperly, it's done improperly. So, that's all right. I'll let you slide. KBD.
Oh, yeah, I'd absolutely, positively pass code for the most part. Catch you later. W.
W8FU from N8NM.
K8, are you ready?